Welcome back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network and my conversation today with business coach and consultant Tom Borg. Well, Tom, almost everyone out there, if they own a small business, they want to figure out how they can grow their company. And they may have some thoughts as to how that can be done. But I suspect you can probably find growth ideas lots of different places. What are some of your suggestions on how to get great ideas for company growth?
I think one of the best ways is to ask our employees. They are closest to those customers, and they have ideas of their own. So one great place is to ask our employees on a regular basis. And if you hear a good idea, use it. Put it into action. Let other people know that their ideas are important, and one of the best ways to validate that, of course, is to actually use them. Now, of course, another great place, hey, let's ask our clients, our customers, on a regular basis. Let's not just do it once every 6 or 8 months. Can you imagine if we just use this as an analogy? You know, if someone's married, their spouse or significant other, if you didn't really check in with that person on a regular basis on the things you were doing to please that person or not please that person, you'd have some real issues in that household. Well, it's no different at work. If we've got clients, why aren't we talking to them on a regular basis? I mean, they know what they want and need. If we can constantly have a conversation going with them or some type of a poll or a survey, it's going to help us. It's going to really help us. Now, certainly you can do that one-on-one. Focus groups are another favorite. You can get people together and ask them questions or have an outsider come in, ask those questions so the answers are more honest. But also, you can go to your employees again and ask them what they're hearing from those customers that are walking in or that they're talking to on the telephone. You see, these are great ways to have a two-way system for receiving input on what we can do to make our company better. Of course, now, you can't just stop there. You've got to take those ideas, discuss them with your team that are going to implement them, and then take action. So I think those are the key three things. Check with your employees, check with your customers, and then check back with your employees and what they're hearing from your customers, and discuss the ideas, and then take action.
Well, Tom, as you said many times, those frontline employees, because they have contact with customers, are often the best source of ideas for company growth. But what's the best way to really encourage your employees to give you honest feedback and really valuable ideas for growth?
Well, one of the best ways is when you're sitting around the coffee room there, or you're having a break, or they're having a break, or just having an easy conversation with them, to get that conversation going in that direction. And then just to listen, take note. At the same time, if we can take those ideas and really use them, put them into practice, try them out. Like we talked about before, that TMET formula, try the idea, measure the results, evaluate, then tweak or toss the idea. That way we're actually taking action, we're moving in the right direction with these concepts and ideas, and we're getting a chance to really have some of these ideas bear fruit. And I think if we can do that, that'll prove to those employees and your managers that, you know what, you're serious about listening to them, and it's not just your ideas that are mostly going to get implemented. But if you keep your eyes and ears open and your mind open, you're certainly going to have an opportunity to put into practice some of the best ideas that can come down the pipe.
Some business managers have an unfortunate tendency to be skeptical that they can get any good ideas from employees in the ranks. So it strikes me that you're really onto something when you say how important it is to get ideas, you know, solicit ideas, but don't just toss them in a wastebasket.
Right.
Implement some of the ideas. Take a chance. Otherwise, employees are not going to be interested in giving you any future feedback.
That's right. That's the best way to kill any good ideas is to not use them or to not listen to the people that are offering those ideas. You got to give those ideas an opportunity to get some life, to get some legs to them. I think too often we have this kind of conflict between employees and management, or management and ownership. And it's like our ideas are better than your ideas, and it's not both, it's only either or. So I think that's the key, is to take a look at this as a living communication that's ongoing between employees, between managers, between the owner, and being able to take the best of those concepts and ideas and implement them. And heck, the only thing we're going to have to lose is some of the angst that we get from the frustrations we're getting from people not doing what they're capable of doing or not implementing ideas that our customers really want.
And speaking of customers, of course, they're a great source of ideas and suggestions. It can be as simple as a suggestion box or even something more formal like online surveying, right?
Sure, absolutely. Those are all powerful ways, and they're low maintenance ways to get the ideas into your organization so you can take action on them. Again, we're talking about basic communication, but it's easy to forget about communication and these different ways of doing it because we're so busy just trying to put out the fires and trying to fix yesterday's problems. And I think we need to step back, take a look at what's possible, and then be proactive in making some of these ideas come to life.
Great suggestions for business growth from great entrepreneur and business coach and trainer Tom Borg, owner of Tom Borg Consulting. We'll take a break and come back with more from Tom right after this. You are listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.